NJ woman allegedly slashed in the face by knife-wielding stranger. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2019. A New Jersey woman was allegedly slashed in the face by a knife-wielding stranger near the Port Authority bus terminal on Wednesday night. The 23-year-old victim was standing near the corner of West 42nd Street and 8th Avenue with a group of people when Tyquin McClary, 22, reportedly cut the woman on her left cheek. Witnesses said the suspect then fled the scene. Officers searched the area and located the suspect two blocks away on the corner of West 40th Street and 8th Avenue. Reports state that they also found a knife he allegedly used to cut the woman's cheek during the attack. The victim, who is a resident of Morristown, New Jersey, was taken to nearby Bellevue Hospital Center where she received 10 stitches. Reports said the two had engaged in a brief argument before the incident, but what prompted the confrontation is unclear. McClary was arrested and charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon. He reportedly had three prior unsealed arrests, one of the arrests being an assault charge from 2013. In a similar instance, a Brooklyn woman was allegedly attacked in February by a man with a knife who said, "You pretty. Are you scared?" before slashing her left cheek and punching her as she fell to the ground. Dana Sagona, 31, was waiting for a Lyft ride when the assault occurred. She told reporters that she tried to walk away when the suspect approached her, but he slashed her in the face and took her purse. "I thought it was going to be a rape because he didn't ask me for anything," she said. "The blood was gushing, it was pooling in my scarf." Sagona was taken to Brookielm's nearby Woodhull Medical Center after a neighbor called 911. Her injuries required a total of 44 stitches. "When I saw how big it was, I was shocked. I'm still in shock at the size of the cut," Sagona commented. The New York Police Department released surveillance images of the alleged attacker following the event and asked for the public's help in identifying him. He is described as a Hispanic man in his 40s.